Hey, it's the Maria and Chad Show. Would this be the one and only Cecily Nobler?
It is I. It is me.
It is time for your cool movie review brought to you by Valley Honda Dealers. How are you this Friday morning?
I'm all right. How are you guys doing?
We're happy the weekend is here. Have you had a good week?
Yes, I think so.
Have you seen any movies lately?
No. So
okay,
goodbye.
Good. Well, good talking to you.
No, it's funny. Let's start with Life Itself, written and directed by the guy who brought us This Is Us.
Oh, that ought to be good then.
Oh, I love This Is Us. It makes me cry more than I did during the 91 Cowboys season, and that was a lot. A lot of crying.
Totally different, but the same cry. I get it.
Yeah. This movie, starring an impressive Oscar Isaac and Annette Bening, who I think is wonderful, and so many other characters intertwined because, you know, life. But you know how in the 80s or 90s you would watch an episode of, like, Saved by the Bell or Fresh Prince, and someone would kiss or someone would steal something or something, you know, something, and the studio audience would go, ooh.
Yeah.
That's this movie. It makes you feel uncomfortable and cringy, and you can't figure out why, because the idea is clever, and some of the manipulation works. Like, This Is Us, it just works, right, in that medium.
Oh, it's great, yeah.
Oh, it's perfect, but here it's cringy, and it doesn't feel authentic, kind of like the 1991 Cowboys season. I don't know how to explain that. I want to give this points for effort, and it did make me cry a couple of times, and it worked, but it just felt not sincere. Like, it was just actors getting a paycheck, and I don't know. I just didn't love it. D++, C-.
Your review is right in line with Rotten Tomatoes. Producer Abe looked this movie up.
What are they saying? I try not to read before I review.
15% of people like it.
Wow, that's lower than what I'm saying. And I wanted it to be better, and I think we all did, because I really am a huge This Is Us fan.
Stay home and watch old This Is Us episodes, and you'll be just as happy or more.
And it's, by the way, it's not the movie version of This Is Us, and maybe that was confusing for some people. It's just the same guy, right,
yeah,
that did it. Also opening is The House with a Clock in Its Walls. And I know it's based on a book series, but can we do better with that title? Like, what are the options? Hey, there's a, what's that clock doing in there? Is that one of the, it's just such a weird title. Jack Black stars. I'm a big fan, although I got the sense he was never really filming in the same room as anyone else.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, the CGI, he's never really looking the right direction. Or Kate Blanchett is always fun, but I don't like this director, Eli Roth. I've always disliked him. But he wanted to prove he could do something more than just, like, the horror films that he usually does. Like,
yeah,
he's big on that. Just like last week, Shane Black wanted to prove he could do more than sort of silly action comedies. Next, I guess Spielberg will direct Stormy Daniels in something that will end movies. I mean, I don't know why they keep changing their genres, but it's getting weird. I'm going to go C- for this. I mean, I think kids in the screening seem to like it. The rest of us, I think, I'm not sure.
I thought it looks kind of good.
It's okay. I mean, everybody in it is good. That's why it looks good. And it's cute. It's quirky. It's got kind of a Goosebumps, maybe even a little Harry Potter vibe, sprinkled magic to it. But it's just not that. And lastly, we have Michael Moore's latest Fahrenheit 11-9. Spoiler, Michael Moore does not like Trump. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, I didn't see that coming.
I went to the premiere. Actually, it was really fun to watch this with Michael Moore, like, sitting in front of me. I've enjoyed his movies in the past. I thought Sicko was outstanding. But I understand from the other point of view that his style might be off-putting, you know? He probably is not going to convince people to come to the other side, but I think this is worth seeing, because either red or blue, whatever you are, you might learn something. Because he did about 20 minutes on the Flint water crisis,
yeah,
and I thought I knew everything about that, and it was like, oh, wow.
It's even worse than you thought, right?
Yes, with actual, like, facts and details, and that's where he really shines when he's talking about Michigan. That's what he really loves and believes in. The rest of the movie's kind of all over the place, but if you're not into Trump, you already know all this, and if you are, you're not going to. I'm not sure how to make people see it, but I think there's some good info there, so I would check it out. I'm going B on that.
One last thing for you to review before we let you go this week. I don't know if you've seen it yet. The Cardinals will be playing the Bears on Sunday. Can you review that in advance? You know how that's going to turn out?
Who's your quarterback?
I don't know.
Look, I'm a Cowboys fan that lives week to week.
Still living in 1991. We understand.
That was a bad year. That was not a good... All right. I will leave it there. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Nobler.